Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empower You Radio Network, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom, with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologist.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. My name is Janet Hickox, and I am going to be talking today about the new moon. It's funny because I'm the astrologer, and I almost forgot that there was going to be a new moon this week. Thank you very much, Mercury retrograde. I swear this has been one of those retrograde periods that really has gotten to me. The really good news is that it's over. Coming up July 1st, which is this coming Tuesday. And I hope all of you can hear me very well today. I think I'll have to get a new set of earphones because for whatever reason I've toasted this pair a second time. And at some point you may not be able to hear me correctly or clearly, so I'm depending on the producer to let me know if for some reason you cannot hear me. So today we're going to talk about, like I said, the new moon in Cancer. And the moon itself is actually the ruling planet for the sign of Cancer. And so I thought I would take a minute before we actually go into the information about the new moon and talk about the moon's cycle, specifically four parts of it. You know, we all know a lot about the moon. I mean, we see its movement through the sky every evening. And we know that at the new moon, which is when the sun and the moon are in a conjunction or are sitting at the same degree of space, that we don't see a moon. It's basically, you know, invisible to us. And then it gets bigger and bigger as it moves through to the full moon, which is approximately 14 days later, 13 and a half to 14 days later. And then wanes again to come back full circle to the new moon at 28 and a half days. But each one of those cycles that we can see has a specific energy around it, and that's what drives us as astrologers to talk about the new moon and the full moon. I suppose we could talk every day about the moon because it's always at a different degree. It is one of those things that changes, I think, 2.5 degrees every day. And so we have this idea that things move very quickly when we're dealing with the moon, thus the concept of moodiness being attributable to the sign Cancer because of its ruler, the moon, and how quickly the moon changes. So when we have the moon cycle, today I want to talk about four parts of the cycle, the new moon, which is where we're just about ready to start, the first quarter moon, which is anywhere from 7 to 14 days after the new moon, and then the full moon, which is 14 to about 21 days after the new moon, and then the last quarter moon, which is that last week of the moon, 21 to 28 and a half days. Each one of those parts of the moon's cycle has a specific sort of meaning for us from an astrological standpoint. And I think we're all familiar with the new moon being associated with everything new, right, with a beginning of some sorts or with an ability for us to make a move toward expansion or express something new. Even, you know, we talk about the new moon being a good time to plant crops, the new moon as a time to start something new, or the new moon as the time where the seeds that we plant to fruition because we're moving in tune with the cycle. So it's really about the whole idea of moving toward expansion. I like that kind of thought around the new moon. Now, the first quarter moon, which occurs, like I said, about day 7 after the new moon, from about day 7 to day 14, let's say, we come to the first crisis point in the cycle of the new moon. Because now let's look at it this way. We've set a new intention or a new goal with the new moon, And then we come to the first crisis point, approximately 7 days in. And the crisis point is where we have to face letting go of the old in order to make way for the new. We actually get a really good picture of perhaps the things that have been, that are in the way. Like, let's say you're wanting to start being in a relationship in a new way. And at that day seven, you may come face to face with the pattern that it is that has kept you in the same way of behavior with that particular person. Or let's say that you've set the intention that you want a new job, and you may come face to face with, in that first crisis point, that you have to maybe let go of the idea of how it is you thought this job was going to come about, or where it might be, or who you might be working with. So you reach that crisis point, and what it is a need for us to harmonize the available energy with what our intention was. And a lot of times what we find out is that we have got to let go of something, an old way of thinking. We have to connect more fully with a new paradigm even in order for us to be able to move forward. And then we get to the full moon. And in the full moon time, we're all familiar, I think, with the full moon being the time of culmination or of letting go or disintegration, let's call it. And the reason the full moon reminds us of this, or why there's so many things that go on at this time that sort of end or take us to a different point, is that we have to make way for the full expression of whatever new intention or seed that we planted at the new moon. And so implied in all of this, by the way, is sort of the idea that you're always going to be willing to move through this cycle with this cycle. And that's how astrology can really help here, because if you know, for example, and we're going to do some readings today and help people with where they are in the cycle, where does Cancer, the sign, fall in their chart? So what areas of life are opening up for them to do something new? And then maybe we can even look at some of the crises points that are going to come up and how that's going to play out in a chart, because we can actually do this on a monthly basis. Everybody can look at their chart, find out where the new moon is, and sort of even chart 7 days later, well, it's going to be here, and this might be the issue that pops up by house, because the house is the area of life that the astrology or the energy of the planets falls in. Then we reach the last quarter of the moon. So the full moon has been between 14 and 21 days after the new moon. And now the last quarter moon is 21 to 28 days, and we reach another crisis point. You know, if we looked at this like a seed, let's just look at it from the from an agricultural standpoint, right? We planted the seed. Let's say we're growing a sunflower plant because it happens to be one of my favorite flowers. We plant the seed at the new moon. The first crisis point comes when that 7 to 14 days later, where the seed is germinating. So under the surface, where we can't see what's happening, the seed begins to crack, the covering of the seed, and little roots begin to take place. With the full moon, then, we've got the culmination of that process, where now the seed is completely disintegrated and the root system is beginning to take root. The next crisis point, the 21-day to 28th day, is the breaking down of the old. And we can begin to see where the new plant, the seedling, begins to pop up through the soil. So we can see the first results of the intention or the seed that was planted back at the new moon. And then, of course, that takes us back or up to the next new moon. So you could look at this as cycles within cycles within cycles, but always moving from the new to the first crisis point to the fullness of being able to let go of something so that you can fully connect with what it is that's going to be new, and then the final breakthrough, and then beginning again. Now, some of these cycles may be things where they're cycles that can't complete fully within the new or the full moon, new moon window. And so you may see only parts of it coming into play. And that's also exciting to see, okay, there's one piece that's clicked in, and now I can go on to the next point of my intention or the next point of my trying to seed something new. And so now that brings me up to, well, what is it that we are trying to plant with this new moon? Because this is a very powerful new moon. In fact, every year when you have the new moon in Cancer, it is the most powerful of the new moons, I believe, because it is in the sign ruled by the moon. So you've got sort of a double dose there of power that's coming through. Now, the statistics on this new moon, let's tell you the particulars. This new moon is occurring, of course, in the sign of Cancer at 6 degrees. It's about 5 degrees, 37 minutes or something like that. So it's close enough to 6 degrees. I'm calling it there. It occurs at 1:08 a.m. tomorrow morning on the West Coast. So if you're in Mountain Time, that would be 2:08 a.m. Central Time would be 3:08 a.m. And Eastern Time is going to put you at 4:08 a.m. tomorrow morning. So the new moon happens very early in the morning. So you've got a couple of hours yet where you could put together whatever your intentions are going to be for this new moon. And then, of course, you know, you still have the window of time even after the new moon begins to set your intentions. It's not like the energy comes and goes immediately because, like I said, before you reach the first crisis point, you've got about 7 days. But figure that the most powerful intention-setting energy of the new moon is within that first 48 hours of the new moon. All right, now this new moon is, like I said, a very powerful one, not only because it is in the sign of Cancer, a sign it rules, but also because this particular new moon in Cancer triggers the cardinal cross that we've been dealing with since earlier in 2014, somewhere, you know, between March and April is where it got to its most intense. And at this point in time, remember back when the cardinal cross was about us looking at what was opening up for us, that maybe we were even presented with many roads in which we could go down, but we were having to make a choice. And we're still dealing with the energy of the cardinal cross as different planets come by the empty piece. And this, the empty piece had been Libra for a bit because Mars was filling that spot until it had retrograded all the way back to the beginning of Libra. But now that it is moving in forward motion, it is back to the same spot it was when the cardinal cross was at its most active. And now we have the sun and moon at 6 degrees of Cancer filling in the position that Jupiter held in Cancer. So we have the cardinal cross being showing up again once more for us. And now a lot of the planets are probably anywhere from 8 to 10 degrees away from exact. And that means it's not as powerful as it was in the beginning. But I think what's happened for us all is that maybe the field of opportunities have been narrowed, and now you can get a better idea of what direction is left open for you. And I can tell you, I can relate to you from my own life how this has been working out for me. At the time of the cardinal cross, I think it was April 20th or 16th, that it was in full bloom. I had so many opportunities, so many choices standing before me. And one, and or let's say this, so many different things going even at that particular time. Now, one by one, and this has been sort of annoying to me, but I can see now a little bit of glimmer as to why this would have happened, is that one by one, some of those doors were closing. And now it has gotten to, you know, at that point maybe I had 6 or 7 doors open, but now the doors have kind of dwindled to maybe 2 or 3 of them. And, you know, you guys know I'm a Gemini, so I like the idea of having lots of opportunities and lots of action. But guess what I did? I burned myself out trying to take on all of that energy all at one time. And so in reality, the cardinal cross and its movement towards its end has actually narrowed the field enough for me that I can actually see the direction I need to move in. And I have just about the right amount of energy at this point that I need to be able to go down those roads. And if I had tried to continue moving through with the same kind of energy I had back in April, I would really be facing burnout where I wouldn't be able to even handle the opportunities that are standing in front of me at this point in time. So it's really a narrowing of the field or a bringing into focus, if you will, as to what road you really should be traveling down, or which are the opportunities that were really meant for you. So in this cardinal cross, we have Mars, the planet of action and assertion and anger, across from the planet Uranus, which is, I like to refer to him as the rebel, because the planet Uranus is the planet that always takes us into new territory, always wants to do things in a way that frees us up. And when it's across from Mars, we can actually take some very surprising actions, or some surprising things can happen to us, or happen around us. I had a girlfriend call me today. She had gotten into an automobile accident. It was minor, a fender bender, but it was a surprise. She thought she could see in her rearview mirror exactly where she needed to back out, and there was a very large SUV parked next to her, and she couldn't see that she was going to back right into a little tiny car that was behind her. It was sort of in the blind spot, and that's what happens with Mars opposing Uranus. Now, we also have Pluto opposing the Sun and the Moon in this new moon, and that's a real powerful call for us to really focus and transform our lives into those areas that remain open for us, the pathways that remain open for us to move forward. And then we also have the Sun and Moon squaring Mars and Uranus, and that can bring up some really interesting energies. In other words, I think a lot of this energy that we're experiencing right now is the irritation that you feel right before things fall into place. And that's kind of how I'm feeling about it right now. And I wanted to share with you guys something from Dane Rudyard's book, The Astrological Mandala. And in this book, he takes each degree of the zodiac and has, or a clairvoyant did this, and gave it a meaning. Each degree got a meaning. So the degree of the new moon is in the astrological mandala, two nature spirits dancing under the moonlight. And the keynote that he says this is about the play of invisible forces in all manifestations of life, and that this contrasts the invisible with the visible, the inner with the outer, the dream and the ideal with everyday reality. And in a sense, this refers to our creative imagination. And what that reminded me of was that yesterday, I don't know how many of you get the daily message from the universe. I think it's just, I get the email, it says it's from the universe, and it's Mike Dooley's site. I think it's just called theuniverse.com, and if I'm wrong, someone correct, but it's called TUT, or you could even just, if you wanted to find it, just go to TUT, TUT.com. And the message yesterday was this: try pretending that all you now believe to be real is not, and that all you wish to be real is, if only for a few minutes each day. Then try acting like all you wish to be real already is real, with just a word here, a sentence there, or some little demonstration, if only in private. Before long, you won't remember if what you used to believe was real or just a dream. I'm pretending you already do this stuff whenever you want change, signed the universe. And I think that is perfectly in alignment with this new moon and the degree that it sits at, with these nature spirits dancing under the moonlight and the idea of invisible forces, you know, almost just waiting for us to manifest them, or these for our creative imagination to jump in and create in reality what it is that we've been hoping and dreaming for. And so play with that in your minds, and take a look. If you haven't signed up for the messages from the universe, I'd say do it, because it's a most wonderful energy every day to receive. And so that brings me to, what is it that Cancer, the new moon in Cancer, really is about? And Cancer, as the zodiac sign Cancer, rules the home and family. And even the idea of our stability, our foundation, if you think about family as the roots, you know, of the tree, and, you know, we always say that we hearken back to our roots, which we take to mean our genealogy or our family line. And so all of that kind of thing is ruled by the moon in Cancer. It's about growing and nurturing. So remember the analogy I used earlier about the seed, planting the seed and watching it as it grows and is able to pop up through the soil. So we have the idea of growing and nurturing an idea or a creation. And, of course, it's about the moods and the feelings and the emotions and releasing insecurity. And, you know, Cancer as a sign itself is very, very much security-oriented. And so maybe we all can take a look at where have we been overly protective or overly protected of our beliefs, of our relationships, or of how we think things should be, and how willing are we then in this moment to set an intention with the new moon to grow something new, right, to do something different. And, you know, there's also the idea with this, the moon in Cancer and the new moon, that this is a very intuitive placement for the moon. This is a very intuitive placement for you as an individual to connect maybe with some kind of energy that you've never really connected with about what you want to manifest in the world. And so you've got the whole idea of being very aware, tuning in, listening to your intuition, and, you know, even going into a meditative state before you set your intentions with this new moon to discover what it is that you could do to bring up some of the things that you really want to create now. All right, so I want to be able to take a couple of readings here today. So, Steve, I'm going to have you bring in my first reading. I think that's Rain. Are you there, Rain? Rain Man? Hello, Rain? Rain, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I can't talk.
Now you can. You can talk, and we can all hear you now. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you fine now.
Okay, perfect. So, hi, Rain. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm out at La Conna right now, and I just went to Christensen's nursery and looked at plants, and my life is just, it's exactly what you said in the show. I'm going through the same thing with my emotions and exactly what you said I've been going through in my life, but I've been also going through a lot of good stuff.
The good stuff comes when you're willing to go through the bad stuff, right? Sometimes you have to get rid of something. You have to move through the icky to get to the good. And so here I am looking at your chart, and it's interesting because three of you that want readings today have very similar setups going on. In fact, the first three of you that I'm doing, all of you have Virgo rising signs, and which means that your charts line up very similarly. And so the new moon for the three of you is basically in the same place. And it's kind of funny to me because I think there is a logic to this that sort of defies description in that the three of you have the new moon getting ready to occur in your 11th house. And the 11th house is the house of dream, the vision of the things that you want to create, right, your imagination house. It's also the house of the groups of people or the people that you associate with. And because the new moon is often about expansion and being able to, you know, get outside of yourself and be able to see how you could create something outside of yourself, in this case, it begins for you, Rain, in the 10th house of career. And who do you want to be in the world, or how do you want to be known in the world? It's not necessarily about what you do to earn money, but who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? Because right after the new moon occurs for you here, it begins a trek through two houses in your chart that have a lot of planets in it. And so it's a time for you to crystallize, what is it that I really want to be known for, right? Who do I want to be out there in the world?
Yeah.
And how do I want to show up in that world? You know, do I want to, I know do you actually have a job right now that you're working at, a 9-to-5, 8-to-5, a real job?
No, I'm retired, but I'm working harder than I did when I was working. I'm kind of a life coach. That's what I've been doing. I've been doing a life coach thing.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I thought you had kind of moved your life into doing that. And this sort of shows up as a way for you to expand that, to be able to reach people in a very deep and lasting way. And that, to me, with the new moon in this case, it's lined up with your part of fortune. And the part of fortune is a part of the chart where you can derive the most joy, or at least that's how I look at it. It's like a lucky point in your chart and a fortunate part, thus the name, part of fortune. And for you, the energy of the new moon sitting there says, okay, well then, what is it that I really love to do and how can I do more of it? Right? How can I engage that more fully? And that's what your new moon is all about. And right after that new moon, of course, the moon is moving very quickly. The moon moves into your 11th house of vision, of the dream. What is it that you can dream into existence? What is it that you can imagine into existence for yourself? Right? Then, not very long after that, in fact, I'm going to count up the days here. It looks like about 9 to 10 days later, the sun is going to move into your 11th house. And according to Jan Spiller in the book New Moon Astrology, that ushers in your power wish period. She calls it a power wish period. I like to think of it as your power intention setting time. And it almost comes even with a bit of a warning, because you want to make sure that what your thoughts are turned to are the things that you want to create in your life and not the things that you don't want to have happen in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-oh. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So you want to be very careful over from now until all the way through, well, you know what, let me get the dates for you on that, because it looks like it may even move into part of
later July. It started like 2 days ago for me.
Yeah.
I received that message.
As I look at this, let's see, Leo, 17 Leo, and 17 Leo actually occurs on August 10th. So you have a sort of extended period of time here to make sure that your thoughts on what you want to create, not what you don't want.
Great. I got an extension then.
You get an extension, a life extension, let's call it. But while this is happening, and this happens every year for you, by the way, at the same time. So, you know, we may not talk about it next year at the same time, but I want you to remember that this is a yearly or an annual event that occurs for you. And it occurs for all of you out there, by the way, just for Rain and Larry, who I'll talk to next, and Kathleen, who I'll talk to next. It happens for you guys right now. And
It goes all the way to August?
For you, it goes all the way through August. I'm not sure about the others. When I get them on the line, I'll talk to them about theirs. But the idea is all three of you, by the way, not born at the same time, have a lot of planets in the same area. So a lot can happen for you all in a very short period of time. And that means good or bad, depending on how it is that your mind is aligned with what's going on, right? What do I desire to happen in my life? Not me taking a look at my life and saying, oh, this sucks, and I don't like this, and then I focus all my energy on that. Remember in, you know, the little message from the universe, it was, well, what would happen if I try on the what I want to be real? What would happen if I just changed my clothes from what I think is real to what is really ideal and play with that energy for a while? And that's exactly where you are. You know, try on the outfit of what your ideal life would be like, because you can create it very magically right now with this. It's almost perfect timing. And in succession, the moon and then the sun are going to hit your sun, because you have a birthday coming up in June or later in July. Then it'll hit your planet Uranus, then Mercury, then Mars, then Venus, then Pluto. I mean, this is a summer of transformation for you. And even better, and for Larry and Kathleen, you can hear the same thing, is that as we get to July 16th, Jupiter moves into Leo, and all of those same planets are going to be hit, right? All of those same planets. So you three have a spectacular opportunity set coming up. You know how, you know, surfers, they always look for the perfect set of waves, you know, that they can ride. You guys are primed for this perfect set of waves.
Great.
And it's perfect timing that you would even call or want a reading at this point in time so I could tell you this. And that makes this time period very important. Keep your mind clear of negativity as much as you can, because you want to be able to create deal, not you know, anything from what you see as the real, right? Because sometimes reality bites.
Everything you said makes perfect sense to me, Janet, because that's what I've been going through. That's what my life has been going through, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Everything's been a timing thing lately. Everything's been a timing. It's like somebody wrote a script for me.
Right, and, you know, Jupiter's going to be in this part of your chart for an entire year. And same thing for you, Larry, and you, Kathleen, and I know you guys can't talk right now, you're just listening, but I want you to know, in case I, you know, get onto a different track with the two of you, that Jupiter falls into Leo July 16th, but it stays there for an entire year. And Jupiter's considered Lady Luck. She's the planet of luck. And she's a big planet, and she can attract a whole lot of things to you. Your job in all of that is to make sure that you're clear about what it is you're trying to create, and that even though it may look like things aren't happening or that the perfect thing isn't there yet, pretend that it is. Pretend. That's what the message was. Pretend. That's what the astrological mandala is as well, the play of those invisible forces that are working behind the scenes to create this reality. So you are in perfect position for some pretty awesome things.
Oh, you're great. I love to hear all this. You made my whole day, Janet.
You're okay. But remember, Rain, and remember everybody else listening, there is always the good, but sometimes there are some things in between that you have to work through. So I don't want to be all Pollyanna with you here and say it's all beautiful and happy, happy, because there may be those sticking points, and I'll tell you where they're going to come up for you, because our best friend Lilith is also in Leo, and she is pushing us for change. So if you want to resist change, there could be, you know, some confrontational energies that show up. So remember that. Be willing to change.
I gave up and gave in, and so change is occurring for the good.
Yeah, good. And, you know, it's giving up control in a way as well, because you hold the vision. The universe does the work that gets you to where the vision is the imagination or the vision is made real. But we like to get in there and monkey with how we think it should show up. So try not to get in there and monkey with that. Just hold the vision.
Okay, so don't monkey with it.
Don't monkey with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Rain, for calling in. And
thank you very much,
Janet. Good talking to you. All right.
Thank you
for having
me on
here. All right. Love you, too. Bye. All right. I love doing readings like that because that's perfectly fun. Let's see. Larry, you're next.
Hi, Janet. Hi, Janet.
So I hope you got to hear everything I just said to Rain.
Yeah,
because
I don't even want any more.
No. You want to hear more. You do want to hear more. Because now, here's the funny thing about your chart, is that the new moon happens at the same degree of the beginning of your 11th house. Remember where I was telling him that the sun and the moon moving into the 11th house brings up that idea of, you know, setting intentions and so forth. Well, for you, it's exactly conjunct the same degree. That makes this almost a banner year for you. And I know in your email to me, you said that you kind of felt like a bunch of things were going to bust open or, you know, a bunch of things happening. And that's why that feeling is coming up, because intuitively, you're already getting that there's a big change coming for you. And I just want to give you the dates as I gave Rain for when this is going to be. So we already know June 27th is the start date for yours. And it goes up to 6 Leo, which takes us up into July 29th. So from June 27th until July 29th, you're in your power intention setting period. And for you, the sun and moon are going to hit the moon, Mercury, Mars, then the sun, and then Venus and the part of fortune. So and you and Rain are not the same age, by the way. I think Rain is almost 11 years older than you. So
wow.
It's just interesting timing
wise.
Yeah,
that's really hard.
So it's not like, you know, you guys were born at the same time and that this is just a quirk of birth. Nope, you guys were not born anywhere near each other, but yet this is the same information that I can say to you, that you are coming into a very powerful time. Now, different for you is that Lilith, who she is often the one that brings up our fears, and she happens to be in the 12th house for you, which is the house of the hidden fears, the places where we can self-sabotage. And so for you, there may be some opportunities for you to take a look at the past and places where you have sabotaged yourself and to choose a different path this time. Choose a different way of dealing with whatever blocks or limiting thoughts or sabotaging behaviors show up so that you don't, because here's the setup for you, and it's kind of, it's almost an annoying thing, you know, that can happen every year for you, is that you get this wonderful boost of energy from June 27th through July 29th, and then those planets move into the 12th house. And then you can almost sabotage yourself before you even get going. So just, right? Be aware of that so that you can see it happening, and you can tap in and go, okay, I see that this is a pattern that I've enacted, and I'm letting go of this, right? I'm breaking this pattern. And now I'm going to move forward doing what I love and making my way in the world on my own terms, right? Doing the things that I want to do with the people I want to do it with.
When and where, exactly.
Exactly. And that's the power in all of this for you, is that, you know, Lilith is in Leo, and that brings change. She happens to be in your 12th house, and then that change is directed at those unconscious processes, the unconscious ways in which you've probably brought yourself down many times. Right? No one else does it to you. You're doing it to yourself. Right? And let's see, I wanted to look at one other thing because of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And your Lilith by birth is in Gemini. And the Gemini Lilith is often people who do things just to make other people happy.
No,
you'll say
me.
Yes.
I would never do that.
Oh, yes, you would.
Always and forever.
Yeah. And so how many times in your life then, Larry, have you made up your mind during this power period that you're going to do this, or that this is how you want your life to be, and then something comes up just after that where someone else needs you in some way, and you let go of your dream to help somebody else with theirs?
Well, probably every year for the whole last, I must be 20 years old by now, right?
Yeah. Well, guess what? This is the first time that Lilith has been here in 9 years. So here's your opportunity to break this pattern, because now you can bring consciousness to the house of unconsciousness and say, okay, I see
Brilliant.
You. Right? I see you. 9 years ago,
oh, yeah.
You may not have been prepared to deal with it that way, but
oh,
now you are.
Completely blind then, at the whims of whatever happened, you know, not conscious of what was going on really at all.
Mm-hmm. But now you're conscious, and so now you can take that consciousness, that awareness, and you can apply it. You can take all of the spiritual concepts that you've learned in the past 9 years and bring them to a very powerful foreground here and use it as a way to get past some of those things that might seek to undermine your own power. And you don't have to please everybody. The only person you need to please is you. And here's the other thing that happens for people with Lilith and Gemini, is once they realize that the first person that they need to make happy is themselves, then everybody else around them tends to line up with that same thing, right? Everybody else goes out and makes themselves happy. So, you know, you're
yeah,
really doing it for the team. Take one for the team. Break out of that pattern.
I'll make myself happy for the team. Yeah, that's funny because, you know, that is a pattern. Absolutely. I can see that as clear as a bell, and I've been working through that for ages. And, yeah, totally.
So here's your power time.
A while ago.
This, There's no mistake that you would choose today to call into the show.
No.
And he told, this is the time. You know, you've got the consciousness now. You have to apply it. This is the time where, you know, you let's say you're in high school and or school all those years, right, 12 years worth of education, and you go out into the world. Now it's time to apply all that knowledge, and that's where you are now, right? You've been coming through the spiritual training grounds, and now you get to apply those things into real-life situations. And I can almost tell you that because your part of fortune is in this same area, that there's a lot of joy as you break through this. That's going to be basically your barometer, is how you feel, how much happiness and joy you're feeling because of all of this. Right? It's a big opening for you.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're here to tell me today. Thank you, Janet.
You are so welcome. And thank you so much for calling in and waiting, and I wish you the best of luck in whatever you do. And, of course, I'm going to just follow you since you're a friend of mine on Facebook. I can see all the wonderful things that might happen. Yeah.
We're going to do all kinds of wonderful things.
Yes. I'm with you. All right, Larry. You take care, and thanks again.
Okay. See you later. Thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. So now I'm going to bring in Kathleen. And, Kathleen, are you open? Yes, there you are.
Yeah. Tell me when
today?
I'm coming into money, will you, Janet?
you mean it isn't there already?
No, far from it.
Okay, so let's take a look at your chart. Now, you are the third person in a row here with this very similar pattern. Your son is a little bit further than Larry's in that you're probably maybe 2 degrees into your power wish period already. In fact, let me give you those dates right now. And write these down for you three, because this is the same dates every year that this happens for you. I mean, unless the Earth tips off her axis somewhere, this is going to be a regular occurrence for you. And if she tips off her axis, I will find out and I will tell you that, you know, this is your time, okay? So yours begins, 11th house begins at 1 Cancer. So yours began on June 23rd. So really, you're only about 4 or 5 days into it, right? That was earlier this week. So June 23rd and runs up to 4 Leo, which puts you at July 27th.
And that's when I have, that's my intention setting period?
That's your power intention setting period.
Okay.
But even more importantly is that it's very important that you very clearly hear what's going on in your mind. Because remember, the mind is very powerful, and it tells us all kinds of information all the time.
Okay,
and,
that was,
you know,
July 27th, correct?
Uh-huh, June 23rd to July 27th.
Okay.
Yeah, every year. And right after... Now, different from Larry, remember, in Larry's case, I told him, you know, then Lilith is going through his 12th house, bringing up issues of the unconscious. Well, for you, not only is Lilith going through the 12th house, but she's also triggering some major planets in your chart, the first of which she triggered a few weeks ago was Uranus, and now she's sitting at the same degree that your Sun is sitting at. And so we want to be very, or you want to be very clear about what your thoughts are being trained on. Are they focused on what you have or what you don't have?
Mm-hmm.
Are they focused on what you can see happening for you or on what you are afraid won't happen for you, right? Go back to that that message from the universe about, you know, trying on a different reality. You know, what if just for a few minutes each day you pretended that everything that you want in your life is there, that you are, you have financial freedom. I'm not sure what your wealth needs are, but let's call it financial freedom.
Right.
That you have loving, giving relationships, that you have the most wonderful work that you do in the world. Whatever it is that you desire, try it on and pretend, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes a day, that's all real. That is your reality. okay? Because you have four planets in your 12th house, Uranus, the Sun, and then also Mars and Pluto. And have you had a difficult life, would you say? Have you had some difficult experiences?
Yeah. I haven't had it good since 1997.
You haven't had it good, or you had it good?
I haven't. That's when I divorced, and I lived in a beautiful English tutor and lived a charmed life, and now I'm living in housing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that that brought up a lot of fear for you, right? A lot of unconscious energies. And so let's try this with this new moon for you. Let's try setting the intention that you can have everything in your life that you desire. Right? Let's make it big. And then let's add the details. What does it look like in my checking account? You know, what kind of investments do I have? What kind? What does my home look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What do my dishes look like, if you want to get down to the details, right? You know, what do the do I have new? Am I able to go out and buy flowers every day, fresh flowers for my home? Whatever it is that you want, try that reality on. You've got another month of this, right? You can so totally change everything that's going on in your life. And Lilith, because she's in Leo, she's about change, but she also will bring your fears up. So watch what happens the moment you play with that intention. You know, what fear is triggered or what, you know, starts coming up to the surface. And recognize it's just old tapes. They're old tapes running.
Okay.
And they don't have to run. The moment you hear them, you can change the whole pattern. You can insert a new tape into that cassette deck to go back to an old model of listening to music. Change the tape.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then be willing then to open up to all the good that's coming to you. And, you know, much like the other two gentlemen that were before you, Jupiter's moving in to Leo in your chart July 16th. So that energy begins to change. Luck begins to change for you. And then if that's the case, then if we looked back about 12 years ago, you said it was in 1997 you got your divorce, and that's when things went down the tubes?
Financially,
Yeah, so you're coming up to the beginning of a new 12-year cycle. So let's intend that that cycle turns the pendulum to the other direction and all the money gates start opening and all the resources start flowing in for you to be able to live the life that you want to live.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And believe that. And you may need to enlist other people to remind you of this during the next month. Because I know, remember in the beginning of the radio show today, I talked about the four phases of the moon, right? So the new moon, we set the intention, we're flush with the excitement and the possibility and the potential. And then 7 days later, something happens. And in your case, it's probably going to be an unexpected bill, or it's going to be, you know, who knows? You know, something is going to come up that's going to create a crisis moment. A crisis moment, not necessarily because it's a bad thing that's happened, but there's going to be that, now how am I going to pay this? My insurance is due. I forgot. Or whatever it is that shows up. The test is, right, you're going to harmonize now what your new intention is with the reality that you want to have in your life and not the one you see.
Okay.
So it's going to be even more important. 7 days from tomorrow, next Friday, you know, anywhere in that time period where that crisis point comes up, the thing happens, that you maintain that belief that you are in your power intention period and that your life is opening up.
I think it's the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yes, it will be. Oh, my goodness.
It's the 4th of July next Friday, huh?
Oh, wow. Ay. So that's your crisis point. And for everybody listening, right, your new moon is tomorrow. Set that intention. But no, almost everybody is going to experience at 7 days or so that point where you believe it's not going to happen or something happens that make you think that what you intended can't possibly happen for you.
Can I just run something? by you. I'm sure you believe in vision boards. Do you?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Sure.
I made one, oh gosh, probably about 5 years ago, and it was based on relationship and getting married again. And none of it came true. I even went through bridal books, put them on the poster board. Then I put a picture of where I'd want my reception. Well, the place burnt down about 6 months ago. And I can't win worth of beans. And I'm thinking, you know, do I do another one over again? Or because the first one didn't turn out at all.
Okay, well, here's what I just heard you say, and this is a thought that you're going to have, a wording that you're going to have to change in your life. You
okay.
said, I can't win a thing, right? And it's that is a, we may not think that the things that we say are powerful, but they are, because what you just said can undo everything in terms of your intention, of a vision board, because what just got bared here is the actual belief. Or the old pattern.
Yeah.
That I believe that nothing good happens for me.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
And I do think that, yeah.
Yeah. And so try to catch yourself when you say that, and we all do it. So this is not me judging you in any way.
No,
so
I know that.
Because I do it to myself. I had a meltdown myself today. But
I wasn't aware of it until you said it.
Yes. And, you know, enlist your friends, your family members, have them help you. If you say something like that, you know, you want to know. And then you can stop it in that moment and reframe the words, because words
mm-hmm.
are powerful. They have power. So vision is only part of it, right? Looking at the vision board is only part of it. And, in fact, the vision board is really the part of it that allows you to sort of compare and contrast the things that you do want, so that brings it into more clarity as to what it is I desire. That's the purpose of the vision board. And now I put what I desire in front of me, but that's only part of the picture. Because the other part is, now what is my mind doing every time I look at that?
Right.
Is your mind undoing everything?
Yeah, everything I put on the board, yeah.
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 And that's the part you want to be careful about, because if your mind is undoing it, you're moving in the wrong direction. Right?
Okay.
So be very aware of what you're thinking, because I swear to you, in this next year, you're also with the ability to change your whole life.
Right? Oh, I hope it does. It will change. No, I don't
yes.
hope it change. It will change.
Good job. You caught yourself before you said
I know.
It, right? You caught yourself. And that's the kind of thing you need to do. And it's going to require some effort on your part, Kathleen, because you need to hear when that's happening. You need to know that that thought process is going on, that undoes everything that you're really attempting to do. It's insidious the way that can happen.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, so change the way you
I
talk
will.
To yourself. Looking
okay.
in the mirror, say, I can have everything I desire. I deserve everything that I desire. I deserve a happy relationship. I deserve money. I deserve a nice home. You know, all of those things. Because
okay.
I think the lesson for you in all of this is about the fact that you deserve it. There's a piece here that makes me think that underneath it is this fear that you're not deserving.
Deserving.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I should post something on my mirror so I see it every morning when I get up.
Yeah,
stating
and say,
that,
make it a mantra that you say when you wake up in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you, when you're walking through different parts of your house, that you see. And then thank the universe every time that you see some sort of validation in the outer world that things are changing for you. Then
okay.
you want to validate that. Say, thank you, I see that this has changed, or this is in, you know, this is in the process of changing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of empowering myself to have financial freedom. Right. I'm in the process of empowering myself to have a loving, giving relationship.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things you want to change your vocabulary to say.
Right, and I will do it.
All right, Kathleen. By the way, all of you that are listening, I like to hear people's stories, their experiences with the new moon. So email me. You know, tell me things that are happening for you. And my email address is Janet Hickox, H-I-C-K-O-X, at hotmail.com. I really love, I even like to hear about the disappointments, because there's always a reason for that. And, you know, just let me know. Just keep me posted on what's going on for you. Okay?
All right, Janet. Thank you so much. I appreciate
the
greeting.
You're very welcome. All right, Kathy.
Okay.
Take care now.
You too.
All right,
thank you.
You're welcome. So we're getting short on time, but I have one other caller here that I want to be able to talk to, and that's Rachel. And Rachel, are you live with me? Hello, Rachel. Steve, did I lose Rachel?
Yeah, I cannot locate her in the queue.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. I have, who would have been next?
Gussie is next.
All right, Gussie, let's see here. Have I done a reading for you before? It doesn't look like it, so I'm going to need to quickly enter your birth information in. So give me just a moment here. Are you there with me?
I am. Hi, Janet. I am.
Hello.
I'm here. Hello. And we've never spoken before. I do astrology myself. In fact, it's a great passion of mine. So I know
Yay.
My chart very, very well.
Okay. So let's take a look here, Gussie. And
plug that stuff in.
What's your birth date? So I don't have to keep going back and forth since I have you on here.
March 15, 1957.
And time?
11:48 a.m. in Berkeley, California.
Ooh, a California girl.
No, not at all. not no more.
Not no more. Where do you live now?
Oh, I've been all over the place, but I'm completely absolved of any California crap. I live in Arizona.
In Arizona. Yes. All right. Okay, so let's take a quick look at your chart here. I know I'm ticking down minutes.
Yeah.
And that's
that new moon is smack on my ascendant, pretty damn close. Yeah.
So you're also in the offing for a new thing, a new you. Let me get this up quickly here. Yes, indeed. Okay, yeah. And you, well, obviously having seen your own chart, you also know that you have Jupiter sitting primed. As she moves into Leo later this month, you know, to hit your natal Uranus, and in your house of money.
Yep.
So to me, I love Jupiter Uranus because Jupiter does things in big ways and Uranus does things surprisingly. So, you know, there may be some really surprisingly interesting financial news that you receive over the next couple of weeks.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'm looking
Did
to
you
leave
have
my
specific...
job.
Go ahead.
That Jupiter coming up on that natal Uranus, I'm very mindful of that. I'm in a job. It's just a job. It's just a very physical, menial job. It's extremely tiring, in fact. I'm doing the job of a 22-year-old, and it's just something to pay the bills, and it barely does that. But my real passion is writing and editing. That's my career. That's my life purpose. And so I'm really hoping that an opportunity will present itself, maybe with that Jupiter conjunct Uranus. And also, I'm mindful that Jupiter is also trining all my stuff in Pisces. It's also sextiling my moon and my Jupiter in Virgo, and then with this new moon smack on my ascendant, I'm really intrigued by sort of what the next month could potentially bring.
Well, I think all that depends on what it is that you desire to create for yourself in that. You know, what new thing do you really, what new you do you want to bring out, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I heard you say that you want to be a writer, that seems to be the direction that you want to move in. And I would say that with Neptune, you know, trining this new moon, that your creative juices are really flowing, and they could be really brought up to the surface during this period of time. So I would say, you know, can you automatic write? Have you ever tried that?
I do all different kinds of writing, except for technical writing. I don't do technical writing, but because that's a very specialized skill. But I've done all kinds of writing. I've been a reporter. Just many, many, many kinds of writing.
Hack, H-I-C-K.
Yes, so you're really going to be in a way of being able to connect the dots between the you that you just kind of see sitting out there on the horizon, or the one that you want to connect with, create her with imagination and with the intuitive abilities. Neptune in Pisces, huge well of intuitive ability for all of us at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see, what would be trining Neptune? We've probably got...
Well, the new moon
Mars
is.
Will probably
the new
be,
moon is.
Yeah,
I know
the new
moon
is
trying. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking down in Scorpio to see what might be going on there. But guess what? Your destiny is sitting there in the fifth house, which is highly creative.
Right.
And I'd say, you know, this is even actually triggering your natal Neptune. And so, you know, you may even be in the dream state able to access what it is that needs to come out into the real, into the real world, the conscious world, let's call it, as opposed to real or not real, because all that energy is just sitting there right now.
Yeah, yep.
And,
no,
you know,
it seems, I don't want to interrupt that because I know you're really short on time. It seems like this should be a really, like, a very, very remarkably blessed time. But, in fact, I'm having some really serious health problems that have required outside treatment, and that's very unusual for me because I'm somebody who doesn't like to go to I hate doctors. I'm very much a holistic Asian type person if I do go, but this is outside my control. I need actual physical help from others, which is a horrible place. I hate having to need anything, and so all of this really good stuff is like almost it's being muted by the physical health issues I've been having. It's really sad.
Now, interestingly, so sad. There's nothing moving through your health house, right? The last planet that was probably huge in that was Pluto, but that would have been years ago, a couple of years ago.
Right, and I didn't have health issues like I'm having at this time.
Isn't that interesting? I'm wondering if it maybe is the pressure from Saturn applying to your destiny in the fifth house and, you know, bringing up maybe in stark relief to you what it is you haven't accomplished as opposed to what you have accomplished in your life.
Could be.
And, you know, if you start judging yourself as coming up short, you know, not having done what you, you know, wanted to do, then, you know, that plays out in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interestingly, too, your Lilith is in Aquarius, and that is a sense of being powerless, a fear of being powerless.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, you know, you've got a lot of power, and it's your Lilith is sitting very near to Chiron, the wound. In your chart. I don't know if you use those two pieces when you do readings, but when I see those two in Aquarius, there's a real need for that person to really claim their power, to become empowered. And then I can back that up with your destiny in Scorpio, which is also about, you know, power ruled by Pluto and in mutual reception right now is Saturn moving through there. So I think you really need to empower yourself and look at whatever... You know, I don't know if you want to share what your physical thing is, but what planet rules that, right? What planet rules that part?
Actually, it's a lot of it is structure, bone.
Which is Saturn, structure and form.
Saturn, bone, structure. Yep.
And so, I suspected that Saturn would be the culprit, but here's the reason. It's because it's coming so close to your destiny, and your destiny in the fifth house was compelling you, propelling you, to create, to be creative.
Right.
And your sun is in Pisces, right? That's another very creative sign. Mm-hmm. Painting, dancing, singing, poetry, writing, however it is that you want to express yourself in the world is how you are meant to express yourself. It's a very psychic setup as well.
Yep. Yeah,
and maybe that's the thing you have. Maybe that is maybe there's some information you need to share with the world, and your body is reminding you of this. And think about bones and structure and form, right? When you're in pain or you're hurting, what do you need to do is really, you know, sit down, be quiet, you know, go inside and think about what it is that you might want to write. Get in tune with the inner world.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, get yourself in a position to start sharing whatever it is that wants to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think your body is kind of contrived to get you into a position of having to be still or having, you know, to be less energetically engaged in the outer world so that you can really become more engaged with the inner coming to the outer. Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but I think your chart, you are primed, sweetie. You really are. You know, you do have the inner planets, Mercury and Venus, and the moon right now, today, before it moves
mm-hmm.
into Cancer. It's moving through the last degrees of Gemini in your
right.
12th house.
12th
so it could
house,
be triggering,
yeah.
you know, some of those hidden features of your psyche and bringing
right.
it up so that you can, you know, find a way to respond to the world in a new way.
There's that, and there's also that Mercury is retrograding
mm-hmm.
in my 12th house as well, and it's in the late
uh-huh.
degrees of Gemini, so it's setting off all of those squares. And I
yep.
this has been really, really, I'm so intuitive, and I'm so attuned to astrology. I have to say, I felt this Mercury retro coming even before it hit. I just knew it was going to be a real doozy.
Yeah.
I just knew it. I felt it 2 weeks before it even hit in their shadow period, and I just thought, oh boy, just lay low, just lie low and just get past July 1st, you know?
No kidding.
You'll be okay.
No kidding.
And once it starts
well,
moving back
and, you know,
Cancer.
It's true because Mercury's sitting at, 24 degrees, 25 degrees
yep.
of Gemini today.
Yep.
That puts it square, exactly square, just
yep.
to your sun.
And my Jupiter, natal Jupiter as well.
Yeah, your natal
yeah.
Jupiter moon. Right,
yep.
your moon's at
yep.
21 degrees. I mean, it's
mm-hmm. yep, yep,
yeah. So,
yeah.
So yeah, you're under pressure, and
yep.
what you're really under pressure to do is to connect with your life in a different way. I think because
mm-hmm.
a new you is in the offing here,
mm-hmm.
with that new moon sitting right at your ascendant. You
mm-hmm.
know, reimagine yourself, get yourself
mm-hmm.
out there in a different way.
Yeah.
So.
It probably won't really start getting rolling until that Mercury moves direct and moves back into Cancer is sort of what I would say to, you know, say
yeah.
what I feel around that, though.
And, you know, that's going to coincide with the day that, just around the same day that Jupiter moves back or moves into Leo.
Into Leo,
and,
right.
you know, that kind of leaves Cancer energy behind, which tends
yep.
to be more protective and more, you know, heading at life in a sideways fashion as opposed to head-on.
Mm-hmm.
When Jupiter moves into Leo, Leo hits the world head-on.
Right.
It's all about vitality then and the
mm-hmm.
energy to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
mm-hmm.
you're right. I think, you know, it's Mercury moving direct on Tuesday is only
mm-hmm.
part of the picture, is that as it gets out of Gemini and back into Cancer,
mm-hmm.
I think then, and even, you know, later into July when it moves on into Leo, maybe
yep.
it's
mm-hmm.
early August,
mm-hmm.
things are going to change.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. Okay,
yeah.
I won't keep any longer. It's been a real pleasure. I love talking. We could talk for centuries on astrology.
I know.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today. And
enjoy listening to
you. Thank you for being a listener.
Oh, you're very
All right.
welcome. Have a good
All right,
day.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I don't know if anybody's still hanging on out there. We're now in the recording part of our broadcast today. So I am going to end the show. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate those people who call in and give me their birth information for me to be able to help them with readings. And so everybody, have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings or astrological advice at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Would you like to host your own weekly radio show? If so, contact us at empoweruradio@gmail.com. Or if you would like to be considered as a guest or would like to recommend a guest, email us at empoweruradio@gmail.com. Goodbye for now and have a stellar week.